Get going efficiently. Richard Reed, Adam Ballin, and John Wright were close buddies in their 20s who worked long hours and lived on a diet of beer and pizza. They wanted to eat healthier but didn't have time for it. They noticed that Pete and Johnny smoothies were popular in the UK, but they were made from syrup and lacked fresh ingredients. So, they decided to create their own smoothies using real fruits instead of syrup. They wanted something quick and healthy that busy people like them could grab on the go. They called their company Innocent, aiming to provide fresh, natural smoothies for everyone. The three partners started selling their smoothies at a West London event called Jazz on the Green. They began by making smoothies in their kitchen, but when they got a stall at the festival, they needed to produce 1,000 bottles. That's when they met Jeff, an 80-year-old farmer who was crazy about carrots and carrot juice. Jeff said he could get his carrot juice from his farm in Nottinghamshire to London in less than 6 hours. The partners were impressed and bought 500 pounds worth of produce from him for the festival. They sold all 1,000 smoothies at the event. Should we abandon our jobs to pursue making these smoothies? Customers resoundingly voted yes by filling up the corresponding bin. This led to the launch of their smoothie company, Innocent. Here's their distilled advice for aspiring entrepreneurs. Unmet needs and focused improvement. 1. Identify what people need but aren't getting. 2. Know who you're talking to. Maybe that's you. 3. Make what's already there work better. Don't start from scratch. 4. If you can't explain it simply, it's too complicated. 5. Stick to the point. Everything you do should back up your main idea. Stay focused. Keep on keeping on. After quitting their full-time jobs, Reed, Ballin, and Wright decided to start mass-producing smoothies. To get started, they asked their friends at Virgin Cola for advice on making drinks commercially. Their friends recommended working with a flavor house, a company that helps find ingredients and develops drinks. Following this advice, they began testing smoothie recipes with a flavor house they were referred to. The trio took their strawberry and banana smoothies to 10 different stores to see if managers would be interested. Most of the managers were eager to try the drinks. Surprisingly, 6 out of 10 wanted to buy the smoothies right then and there, only to be disappointed when they found out the product wasn't ready yet. Upon returning to the flavor house, they were met with a suggestion to use concentrated orange juice in their recipes, struggled to find a manufacturer. Reed, Ballin, and Wright searched high and low for a manufacturer who would stick to their fresh, natural smoothie plan. But every company they approached insisted on using concentrates and preservatives for longer shelf life. They stood firm, determined to keep their recipes fresh and pure. After a long hunt, they finally got a lead suggesting they talk to Mike, a Jamaican importer of fresh oranges in Wales. Mike agreed to give their recipes a shot. The founders learned a tough lesson during this drawn-out search. Success demands resilience. Find the right investor. The founders of a budding venture were in a tight spot. They had a solid plan but lacked experience, a product, a name, or any funding. Bank after bank turned them down for a loan. Determined, they turned to venture capital firms but got the same cold shoulder. Undeterred, they decided to cast a wide net by sending out a blunt email titled, "Does anyone know anyone rich?" to anyone they could think of. Essentially, they spammed London. Their Hail Mary pass got them 2 leads, one of which panned out with Maurice Pinto. Just when they were about to throw in the towel, Pinto stepped in with a yes. He agreed to chip in £50,000 of the £250,000 they needed and said 5 of his pals would cover the rest. But when those pals backed out, Pinto faced a tough choice, either pull out himself or cover the whole sum. In the end, Pinto decided to go all in, and he doesn't regret it one bit. He now calls putting up the cash the best investment he's ever made. Marketing. Reed, Ballin, and Wright searched for words similar to innocent in a thesaurus. They found natural, healthy, and pure. They wanted a cool name that showed their mission and looked good on a t-shirt. When Innocent started, most fruit juices in the UK came in opaque plastic bottles with fruit pictures. Innocent went for a clear bottle and teamed up with Deepend, a design agency, to make a label. The result was a face with 2 eyes and a loose halo, suggesting innocence. For cheap marketing, they focused on being visible in the right places, getting good press, and using digital marketing and advertising. They learned that everything matters when marketing your brand, but some things matter more. When launching in a new market, Innocent looks for beacon outlets, shops that share its values and customers. Their goal was to be sold at Planet Organic and Wild Oats, top Whole Foods stores in London. Maximize publicity for your business. To get free publicity, pay attention to which reporters cover businesses in your local newspaper or on TV news, then give them a call. Reporters love unique stories, just like the one about Innocent. For example, one article titled, "Boys Just Want to Have Fun," in the May 27, 1999, lifestyle section of the Evening Standard helped Innocent get its smoothies on the shelves at Harvey Nichols Food Hall, even after they initially said no. Innocent knows how to make the most of digital media. They have a website, a blog, a weekly e-newsletter with 120,000 subscribers, videos on YouTube, a Facebook page, a Twitter account, and more. Their first TV ad, which aired in 2005, was super simple and didn't break the bank. It showed fruit disappearing into a carton and cost less than £5,000. Surprisingly, this ad turned out to be Innocent's most successful advertisement. Manage expansion. For a startup, having a solid business plan, starting small, and staying determined are key. Once things start picking up, handling growth becomes crucial. Entrepreneurs often face the choice of either doing everything themselves or outsourcing certain tasks. The founders initially thought they needed to build a factory to make their unique additive-free smoothies. However, they weren't experts in factory management, and it would cost a fortune. So, they partnered with manufacturers, allowing them to focus on perfecting recipes and listening to customers. They never let anyone else handle the creation of their unique blends and choose the best fruits and veggies. Innocent's growth journey. In its journey of growth, Innocent kept things simple, always starting small with new ventures. After establishing a strong presence in England, they ventured into Ireland, which quickly became their second biggest market due to its proximity and lack of language barriers. As business boomed in England, Ireland, and France, the founders faced a crucial decision: expand into new territories or explore different product lines. Opting to stick with smoothies, they focused on expanding internationally. The big debate arose over whether to target Europe or the United States. While the U.S. offered a large market and a single currency, Europe's proximity allowed for quicker distribution of their perishable fresh produce across 15 different countries within a 24-hour drive. Clarify your core beliefs. Before starting a business, you need to know why you're doing it. Imagine you're Reed, Balin, and Wright, who started Innocent. After 7 years, they wanted to figure out the purpose of their business. They asked their employees for ideas. They all agreed. Innocent's main goal was to make food good. They broke this down into three parts. 1. Make food delicious by keeping it natural and unprocessed. 2. Create healthy food using only ingredients that are good for people and help them live longer. 3. Ensure the food is sustainable, environmentally friendly, and ethically sourced. They realized that if a business only cares about making money, it can lead to bad decisions. Having decent value stops businesses from acting foolishly just for profit. It's all about the people. Reed, Balin, and Wright knew each other's strengths and weaknesses well. Reed focused on marketing, Wright handled operations, and Balin took charge of sales. They had some unspoken rules: no work talk after hours, keeping each other accountable, and meeting weekly to ensure they were all on the same page. As the company grew, hiring became more time-consuming. Innocent followed Google's hiring method. Even though they had around 250 employees, one of the three founders personally approved every hire. This slowed down the process but prevented mistakes. New hires at Innocent needed to match the company's values and possess the right skills and experience. Innocent's recruitment and retention strategies. Recruiting-wise, Reed, Balin, and Wright are always hustling, hitting up trade shows, dinner parties, and press meetings. They even slap job openings on their bottle labels and dish out £2,000 to £5,000 to folks who bring in the right talent. Once they snag the perfect fit, they're all about keeping them around with these tricks. 1. They're big on making sure everyone knows what's expected, giving feedback nonstop, and keeping those communication lines wide open. 2. They set clear targets and keep tabs on how everyone's doing. 3. They're all about helping their people grow, offering up chances to learn and develop. 4. They're not stingy when it comes to sharing the wealth. They dish out the perks and sweet extras to keep everyone happy. Innocent keeps its employees happy by offering opportunities to grow, good pay, being honest about everything, and throwing in some cool perks like free breakfast and yoga. They even have clubs, with the Cheese Club being the most popular. When Innocent started, everyone stuck around, but it's normal for some folks to leave eventually. Sometimes new hires don't fit in, but that's okay. It's tough to fix bad performance, but it's even worse if your employees don't share your company's values. Attentively hearing. Innocent founders adore their customers. They believe without them, their business would just be an expensive hobby with lots of leftover fruit. They prefer chatting face-to-face with customers over tea, but settle for online talks. Innocent connects with customers through events like Fruitstock and the Village Fete. They also keep in touch through a weekly newsletter and blog. On their website, customers can rate and review recipes. In 2008, Innocent introduced Vet Pots for vegetarians and vegans. When vegans complained about honey in some Vet Pots, Innocent made honey-free versions. Customers can still call the company. Innocent's first office in Ladbroke Grove had a phone that looked like a banana. People answered it with, "Hello, Innocent Banana Phone." This tradition continues in Fruit Towers, even though the original banana phone is gone. Key points. 1. Innovate by addressing unmet needs, simplify explanations, and stay focused. 2. Overcome obstacles by persistence, finding the right partners, and seeking investors widely. 3. Market effectively through simplicity, visibility, and digital media engagement. 4. Expand strategically by starting small, clarifying core beliefs, and focusing on people. 5. Recruit and retain talent by setting clear expectations, promoting growth, and offering perks. 6. Prioritize customer satisfaction through direct communication, adaptation, and engagement.